All right, I said, as our little patch of heaven heaved into sight. Let's not say anything about this to your mom. She'll just worry, okay? Dexter, Esther said, and she leaned forward against the back of the front seat, pointing ahead to our house. I slid my gaze along her outstretched arm and hit the brakes hard enough to rattle my teeth. A small red car was parked directly in front of the house, nose pointed at us. The lights were on, and the motor was running, and I could not see inside it. But I did not need to see in order to feel the rapid beat of dark leathery wings and the angry hiss of a wide-awake passenger. Stay here, door's locked, I told the kids, and I handed Aster my cell phone. If anything happens, call 911. Can I drive away if you're dead? Aster said. Just stay here, I said, and I took a deep breath, gathering the darkness. I can drive, Aster said, unsnapping her seatbelt and lurching forward. Aster, I said sharply, and there was an echo of the other voice, the cold commander in my own. Stay put, I said, and she settled back into her own seat almost meekly. I got out slowly and faced the other car. There was no way to see inside, and no sign of anything dangerous, just a small red car with the lights on and the engine running. I felt the equivalent of a long drum roll from the passenger. Ready for action, but no hint of what. It could be flaming chainsaws, it could be a pie in the face. I stepped toward the car, trying to plan what to do, which was impossible because I did not know what they wanted or even who they were. It was no longer believable that it was merely a random crazy, not if he knew where I lived. But who was it? Who had any reason to act like this? Among the living, I mean, because there were plenty of former victims who might have loved to come after me, but they were all far beyond any sort of action at all other than decomposition. I walked forward, trying to be ready for everything, another impossibility. Still no sign of life in the other car, and nothing at all from the passenger, except a puzzled and cautious flutter of wings. And when I was about 10 feet away, the driver's window slithered down, and I stopped in my tracks. For a long moment, nothing happened, and then a face came out the window, a familiar face, wearing a bright, fake smile. Wasn't that fun? The face said. When were you going to tell me I'm an uncle? It was my brother, Brian.